Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this morning, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today we are going to speak to a very, very special guest, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then we will go into prayer, and then we will introduce our guest and listen to his innovation. That is just amazing. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. We ask that as our guest, Mr. Tom, comes on the ministry, that you continue to bless him and his family and all of the innovations that he have, Lord. We ask that you bless each listener, each person on this particular ministry. And we just ask, will something be said or done that would help uplift and magnify your name and be pleasing to your sight? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you an innovator, a creator, and a strategist of the solar energy instrument. I'm telling you, I was looking at this gentleman's bio, and it is amazing. So I'm so excited to be able to interview Mr. Tom Palladino today. Mr. Palladino, are you on the line?
I am. It's great to be here. Thank you for the introduction, Doctor.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And I'm going to begin by asking a few questions about your new creative innovation. Is that okay?
Of course. Why not?
Okay. Where does this scalar energy originate, and how does it differ from, like, the electromagnet energy?
Sure. I'm working with an energy known as scalar energy. It's not electricity. There's two energies in the universe, Doctor. Well, scalar energy originates from our sun, the stars of the universe, and it's created, obviously, by God. The Creator creates everything. So it really is a blessing from God. Scalar energy is light. It's divine light, and it's manifested. It's directly from God the Father. And I believe that scalar energy, this unique form of light, offers just tremendous prospect for mankind. So I've made a career out of studying scalar energy in order to ultimately be able to use it and present it to mankind. It's a gift. It's a gift from God the Father. And this gift, this technology, will serve to help us, will improve our lifestyle.
Wow. Great, great. And I want, for my listeners, I want to give you just a little bit of a synopsis of what this is. This particular energy that Mr. Thomas created basically disassembles major illnesses, and he's going to go into that as we interview. But it has to do with the body, and it has to do with healing the body, and it has to do with an energy that is created by the universe from God that allows major illnesses to be disassembled. Okay, number two, how does this energy disassemble pathogens and assemble nutrients inside the human body? Because nutrients are very essential.
Scalar energy controls matter. By that I mean scalar energy is responsible for actually assembling atomic form, molecular form. And with my instrument, I am able to either assemble a molecule or to disassemble a molecule. Well, I can assemble vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and phytochemicals inside the body. I can assemble the nutrients that we need. Scalar energy allows me to have control over physical matter. And in so doing, I can control the body to the extent that I can assemble what we need, the nutrients that we need for proper health. Secondly, scalar energy not only allows me to assemble matter, but I can disassemble, I can break apart matter. So with that said, I'm able to break apart, I'm able to disassemble germs, such as viruses, bacteria, fungi. So consider what I'm saying. Scalar energy allows me to improve human health. In so doing, I can assemble what the body needs. The nutrients, again, the vitamins and minerals that we need, I can assemble those vitamins and minerals with scalar energy. And then secondly, I can disassemble, I can break apart germs, such as the herpes virus or different types of bacteria. I can break apart those germs, all done by way of light, all done by way of energy. Again, this energy is directly from God. It's God's creation. And in so doing, I can improve human health. If you can eradicate the germ, well, you're obviously going to improve somebody's health.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And for those of you who are following along, basically this can be likened to such as things such as the flu shot or shots that we receive to keep us from different major illnesses of that nature. And this particular scalar energy that he's speaking about has a lot of health benefits, and he's saying that he can assemble and disassemble any type of, you know, pathogens that's in our body. So it's kind of like us taking a flu shot. That's very good, Tom. I'm very interested in this. Now, how does this scalar energy allow you to treat people by way of their photographs? That's interesting.
Yes, it is. It's fantastic what you can do with scalar energy. Again, scalar energy is different. It's not electricity. So scalar energy is an energy that we find everywhere, even on somebody's photograph. And in order for me to actually treat somebody, to broadcast scalar energy to them, all I need is a photograph of that person in order to treat them. Well, why? How does that work? It works really just like two cell phones. Two cell phones can speak with one another. Two cell phones can connect. There doesn't have to be a physical wire between those two cell phones. Well, likewise, my scalar energy instrument can connect with a person. And all I need for that connection is a photograph. A photograph of a person allows my instrument to identify that person and then broadcast energy to that person, just as two cell phones will broadcast energy one to the other.
Fascinating. Okay. Wow. That's very creative.
So, well, it really is. So what does that mean? Well, that means you don't have to come to my laboratory to be treated. I can treat you by way of your photograph. Consider this. There are satellites in outer space, and those satellites do what? They send signals to our cable TV. They send signal to our radio. Many people have satellite radio. Satellites send signals to cell phone towers. Well, I can do that likewise with scalar energy. My scalar energy instrument is like a satellite. And in so doing, I can broadcast energy around the world with my scalar energy instrument. And all I need to identify a person and send energy to that person is a photograph of that person.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, for those who are following along, I mean, this is just so amazing. I'm just speechless, but I want to explain to you, break it down a little bit. And an example like he used, it was a great example, would be our cell phones and the radio waves that comes from our cell phones. He's saying there is a connection. All he needs is a photograph for these particular scalar energies to travel and to provide or promote health within your body. And I think that is so amazing. And I want to ask you a question about how many shows you've been on, because I've never heard of such innovative and creative thing.
God bless you. I'm going to be blunt with you, Doctor, and with the audience that's listening. I need help. I've been on many radio shows, probably 200 radio shows, but it's new. And my drawback is this. I'm alone. No university has shown any interest in my work. No corporation has shown any interest in my work. I'm an individual. I'm one man. I'm one individual. So I need help getting this out there. I cannot do this alone. You'll recognize that many medical advances, many technologies that are brought into the marketplace or at least promoted are done so through the university or through a company or through some type of government funding. Well, I have none of those.
Right.
I'm sadly, nobody is really paying attention to my work.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you this before we go to our next question. Do you have any type of elements that would illustrate how your system works? Have you ever used it on a person?
Oh, yes. I have a website that's dedicated to treating people. On any given day, I'm treating thousands of people a day and getting great results with my scalar energy instrument. So I am treating people. I'm very successful at it, but it's still new, if you will. It's like so much of new technology. It takes a while before people grasp it. It takes a while before people catch on. So I'm getting there, but it's new.
Wow, that's great. And speaking of that, what is the future of this scalar energy, and how will its acceptance serve to change the world for the better?
Scalar energy is another form of energy. If electricity is the current type of energy we're using, scalar energy will be an energy that will prove to be superior, much, much superior to that of electricity. And why do I say that? Well, first of all, scalar energy is everywhere in the universe. If the stars produce scalar energy, the entire universe has scalar energy. Scalar energy can be found everywhere. In other words, it's free energy. Scalar energy is free energy. And all we have to do is understand how to harness, how to draw that energy out of the atmosphere. So instead of having to drill for oil or dig for coal, instead of having to rely upon nuclear or hydrothermal generation of power of energy, all you have to do is develop scalar energy instruments that actually extract, actually draw out of the atmosphere this free energy. So what I'm proposing is this, that in the future, we won't have to have these expensive means of power generation. In the future, we'll be able to power our homes, our factories, our schools, our churches by this relatively inexpensive energy. Scalar energy. Someday, and hopefully soon, scalar energy will serve to replace these outdated means of power generation. So that's where we're going with this. Scalar energy will hopefully soon replace electricity and nuclear and coal and oil and natural gas. Scalar energy, again, is far, far superior to as compared to these other forms of energy generation.
Okay. Now, what unique experiences have you witnessed while working with scalar energy in your laboratory?
When I'm working with scalar energy in my laboratory, one of the characteristics that I have observed is I feel a great deal of energy, and I feel revitalized. Anytime I'm working around scalar energy, it really is a surge of energy. I physically feel better. And actually, it serves to enlighten me in many ways, or at least it raises my spirits. I would say that invariably scalar energy makes me happier, and I think that's indicative of many of the people that I treat. Another characteristic is I realize that light bulbs will frequently illuminate in a scalar energy field. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you charge the atmosphere with scalar energy, when there's a scalar energy power dimension in a room, you can illuminate a light bulb, and that light bulb, you can hold it in your hand. and the energy is so intense that a light bulb will illuminate. Well, that to me, that's quite fascinating. And that in itself is an indication that scalar energy someday in the future will be used to illuminate our homes, to illuminate our schools, our churches, our factories. It is indeed an infinite supply of energy, and once we understand how to use that energy, it will be very inexpensive. It will eventually replace electricity and nuclear and coal.
Wow, I'm just amazed. And I do have one more question. With this particular scalar energy, can you briefly speak about the different diseases that you use this to treat so individuals can get a better understanding?
Sure, sure. Well, currently I have the ability to take scalar energy and break apart to disassemble germs. My capacity today is I have the ability to break apart over 60,000 species of germs, of pathogens. So viruses such as the herpes virus or hepatitis virus, I can easily break apart with scalar energy. Bacteria, fungi, protozoan, all of these are microbes, microorganisms that cause disease. They're the root cause, the causative agent of a disease. Well, I have the ability with this instrument, this scalar energy instrument, to control those germs, to change the molecular geometry, if you will. And in so doing, the germ breaks apart. It falls apart. Well, once I can eradicate a germ, then you no longer have the cause of the disease, of the pathogenic infection. The germ no longer exists. I actually take the structure of a germ, that specific geometry, and I reduce it into smaller physical components, such as that of carbon and oxygen and nitrogen. And in so doing, when I'm breaking apart a germ, it not only disassembles the germ itself, but it also disassembles the toxins, the waste products inside a germ. So I'm frankly eradicating the germ and the toxins associated with that germ, and people respond, and they respond quite favorably. Why? Because we've eliminated the cause of disease, in this case, the cause of pathogenic disease.
Wow. Is there anything else that you would like to share before we conclude the ministry?
Sure, sure. I would just encourage people to look into scalar energy. It's really a fascinating science. It's going to serve to change the course of history. There have been many scientists who've worked with this. We're getting very close to being able to control and master this energy. And once we do that, we're going to see how scalar energy will eventually have a greater impact than that of the computer. That scalar energy will serve to change our lives for the better. And perhaps you're hearing about that now for the first time. That's fine. But this will not be the last time you've heard about scalar energy. So I simply ask the audience to consider that, pray upon that. And again, it's a great gift from God, and I would ask everybody to welcome that gift from God.
Okay. Now, Mr. Tom, before you leave, can you give individuals your website and your email if they want to contact you?
Sure. I think the best thing is my website, selfhealgo.com. Visit the website because I've written hundreds of articles regarding scalar energy. I think those articles are rather informative. You'll get an understanding as to what I'm doing. And then if you consider it to be within your benefit, try a treatment. I treat people for the span of 30 days, and most of the people that I treat with scalar energy improve, and their health is significantly, in some cases, significantly impacted by these treatments.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tom, for coming on the Love of Jesus Ministry, and God bless you in all of your endeavors.
God bless you, too. Thank you for the invite.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Tom Palladino, and wow, that was such an innovative and creative moment with the scalar energy, so please check it out. I'm actually on his website now. So please check that out, because I love science, and this is also a good way for our children and our students to learn about a new type of energy. And so it's really, really exciting. I'm excited to learn more about it, and I'm going to read more about it and just check out the website. And he has testimonials on here, and he has his contact information. He has events. So please check out his particular website. I have a few announcements before we leave. Be sure to continue to engage your family and friends with the Love Live Jesus Ministry, and that is on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, positive community leaders, science, scientists, talk show host, please be sure to connect with me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to connect with you. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 361 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure you mark your calendars for the first Saturday in June, where we will have a Save Our Youth program in Bellmead, also known as Waco, Texas. I would love, love, love to see your faces. If you would like to participate, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you. In addition to that, just make sure you continue to pray unto God for the things that you need and the things that you want. We're also going to have many other guests come on the ministry. We're going to have scientists, writers, authors, actors, actress, gospel artists, talk show hosts. We have a couple of news anchor individuals who have found the Love of Jesus Ministry. Continue to let your friends know. We do have a new host, Miss Vicky High. She will be on at least once a week, beginning next week, I believe. She will be on once a week. So be sure to check her out and support her. She is from Big Dallas, Texas. And then I'm going to also have one more co-host, and this particular individual may be from out of state, but we want to make sure that we get a diverse group of ideas, because we really want to save our youth. In addition to, we also want to interview these individuals and to help other people understand who they are. We want to bring them in front of a unique audience so that they can utilize their gifts to help others and vice versa. So I really appreciate everyone getting the word out. I'm going to continue. Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm also working on another radio ministry, but right now we're going to be at Blog Talk Radio. And so I just thank you all for your support and your prayers. Keep praying for each other. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.